This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. Some Airbnb and Vrbo properties face stricter regulations now that the Galveston City Council has approved a new ordinance. The ordinance states if a property owner has three violations within a 12-month period, they could have their short-term rental license revoked. Council members did omit a section that required property owners to have a parking plan for their rentals. Galveston Mayor Craig Brown.
I'm very reluctant to approve something that we can't enforce. And personally, I wouldn't want to hold up this short-term rental ordinance over the parking issue.
The new regulations come as Galveston continues to see problems from the rapid growth of short-term rentals on the island. A Texas judge will let Attorney General Ken Paxton argue Harris County's longtime misdemeanor bail reform program is against state law. News 88.7 Sarah Gruno reports.
The decree stems from a 2016 class action lawsuit filed by Miranda Lynn O'Donnell, who argued that Houston area defendants charged with low-level crimes were penalized for being unable to afford cash bail. The case found violations of defendants' constitutional rights. Though U.S. District Court Judge Lee Rosenthal is giving Paxton the opportunity to argue his case, she recognized reports about the O'Donnell consent decree that showed a multi-million-dollar cost savings to Harris County and much-needed relief on the county's overcrowded jail. A six-month discovery period is scheduled to take place until June of next year, followed by an August 27, 2026 hearing on the state's motion to vacate or amend the bail reform practice. I'm Sarah Gruno, News 88.7.
HISD's state-appointed board has approved more than $180 million in bonds to pay for a new career and technical education center. That's a year after voters rejected a $4.4 billion package, and that bond package would have paid for three career and technical centers. Mostly clear skies expected this evening. Overnight low near 64. Tomorrow's high should be around 83. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.